Okay, so it's been a while since I've talked about this topic that I'm about to talk about. And I feel like I must, because there's something about when I get to do this one practice in my life that makes it so that everything seems to come together for me. Maybe because I'm kind of a kinesthetic kind of learner. Maybe it's because I'm kind of a sensory person, right? Let's say 20 years ago, I started on a path of reverence, right? On a path of really starting to take the time in my life to really see the invisibles, to be able to see the sacred, right? To be able to understand that I have a spirit that my body is housing, and that my body is a temple, right? And that, you know, every single person that I interact with is kind of like what C.S. Lewis talks about. Like one day in the next life, I'm going to realize that they're all kings and queens, right? Like there's this deep, deep reverence and respect for life and people and how it all came to be, right? And so along that journey, you know, it was interesting because in that journey of finding religion and having that aspect of my life, I also found yoga, right? And so I was doing both. I was going to church on Sundays, and then in the week I would go to yoga classes, and you know, I found that both of them were so similar yet so different, and I loved and appreciated all of it, right? And so, you know, and one thing that I always loved at the end of the class was this statement that was always said that was like, namaste, right? And the way it was explained to me is when you bow your head, say namaste to someone, it's basically saying, let the light within me be with you and let the light within you be with me, right? And so I've kind of like combined the two, because I feel like in some ways, especially after going through my first yoga teacher training, right, there were some aspects to it that I just felt like, I feel like there's a ceiling, there's a roof to the level of expansion that's here. It's amazing, and it lets you go far, but there's a roof to it, right? It's not as limitless as the things that I would be learning through church or through my elders, right? And through just like different avenues of expansiveness, right? And I was like, I don't want to limit myself or anybody that I know in a practice. I want it to be completely limitless, right? I want it to be eternal. I want it to be universal. I want it to be completely expansive, right? So that's when I just, you know, like, it was actually during COVID, right before COVID started, I started teaching this one person who I see as one of the most, I don't know, like one of the most spiritually founded, grounded people I know, that is just so relentless in her desire to want to draw closer to light, right? Whenever I say light, I'm talking about Christ, because he is the light of the world, right? Like he is that person, and he's my example and my mentor, right? And so so it was just so sweet to get to teach her. And so from teaching her, it was like I just constantly got this feeling. I was like, I can't just teach her a regular yoga class. I feel like she would benefit from more, right? So then I just started incorporating meditations on Christ, like as we were going through different poses and just imagining different aspects of interacting with Christ, or just imagining creation, right? And being in those places where we could connect with these beautiful times in history, right? And these beautiful opportunities to come, right? And go there in our meditations as we were doing the different poses, right? Or even just prompting different, you know, gospelly founded kinds of just thought patterns, right? In stoking that gentleness towards ourselves, the way that Christ would want us to feel, right? Stoking that feeling of feeling cherished and enveloped by our heavenly parents, right? And when we're holding our knees and rocking from side to side, we're like, you know, we're rocking in the ocean, just like on our way to our promised land, right? Like it was just, I don't know, it was just this really fun way for me to, you know, like intertwine my faith and my religion aspect to myself with my profession aspect to myself and to just marry them together, right? Especially as I taught this one person that I knew was like, could potentially really benefit. And she has, right? Like it's been really fun to teach her since then, right? It's been like a 5-year journey of teaching this person. And then as I grow, I expand and I find different people that want it too, right? You know, there's sister missionaries that I get to teach it to. There's, you know, different friends that are also creating like meditations, drawing them closer to Christ and others, and they want it too. And, you know, it's really, really fun to get to like synergize with people that want to marry, you know, this exercise flexibility aspect of life, but also do it in a way where we are acknowledging our bodies as a temple. We're not just, you know, like putting our bodies through all of these like crazy contortionist, whatever, like experiences for pain and, you know, like kind of like, where's that going? But like, there's this like deeply founded place of like, let's take care of our bodies as a temple, but let's also make sure that we're doing it like not running faster than we have speed, but like really gathering that healing from the source of our healing power and strength, right? Like there's this one pose that we do where we're squatting, and I call it women at the well, and we're just scooping. And I say let's scoop our living waters, right? So like we're scooping and we're bending and we're squatting and we're scooping, and as we're doing, we're just imagining that we are filling up our vessels, right? We are filling up ourselves to the brim. And then we're spilling over, right? So the spilling over is then when we're like, you know, we're reaching our hands up one at a time, kind of still in the squat, right? And we're allowing for this wellspring of light to be emanating and spilling over from us. Another pose that I do is like when we're in child's pose, I'll have them reach to the left. So then it's like opening up the lung side, and then I'll have them meditate on their gratitude of like allowing for the light of Christ to be going through their nostrils into their spirit and filling every cell of their body with light, right? And dispelling all the darkness with every breath, right? And then they're taking, and I basically say like, let's turn on all the lights in our temple, right? Like so that there's never a dark room in there, and let that light and breath of that light of Christ to just emanate, right? And then when they go to the other side of the mat, then it's like, oh hey, let's now like notice all the light that's like emanating from our temples, our bodies as temples, and let's gather all that light and put it into this little lantern and let it go into the river of God's love, right? Like let's put out all these lanterns to go down the river of God's love, so that the next passerby that needs that love can just pick up that lantern and it can be for them, right? So I just like, I don't know, I just love playing with different like meditations and like gospel art kinds of ideas that come to my mind. And that's only like a portion, right? Like I love ending the meditation with this beautiful like heavy blanket that I get people to imagine over them, and they're breathing in, you know, breathing in, and they get to this point where I'm like, okay, now tighten your toes, tighten your ankles, tighten your head, tighten everything, and then relax, right? And as you're relaxing, you're letting that heavy blanket absorb all of your hurts and worries and heaviness of life, and let your blanket become like a heavy sponge, right? And then allow for that blanket to, you know, with your breath, move off of you, fly over the hills and mountains and valleys and oceans, swirling into Christ's hands, right? And let him mold and shape and create a gift, a symbol of his love for you. So you reach out, receive it over your heart and hold it dear. Take an inhale to sigh, inhale to yawn. And then I have them imagine that Christ is opening his arms and holding them against his chest, right? So they are having this beautiful embrace with this eldest brother, right? And they can hear his heartbeat. They can feel his breath. They can have that special, intimate quality time to just be held in his strength, right? In his love and unshakable, unconditional love, right? And then, I know, right? And then, right? And then I've just recently trailed into this like beautiful rainbow meditation aspect to it, like afterwards. So then it's like, it's just fantastic, right? Like I just like married the two in this meditation, right? But there's just so many fun things that keep coming, right? Like it's like there's the rainbow meditation thing where at the end of the practice, I have them imagine that they have this like flower petal blanket that's laying on top of them that they get to keep with them. They get to just have that all packaged up in their heart so that they can walk throughout the rest of their day with the all of the colors of the flower petals from their meditation to just like strengthen them. And like all of those flower petals are just like a memory of all their hopes and dreams and desires and all of those things, right? And then I'm like diving into like, you know, facial reflexology and like, you know, diving into yoga massage. And like, it's just so much fun when I feel like anybody, me right now as I'm talking, but like anybody, whenever anybody just is doing what kind of like what they were born to do, and they just can't have this constant flow of like, what's next? Like, what's next to be able to make this an even better service for somebody,